You are listening to This Hong Kong Life, a podcast by Kelly Support Group to empower the youths of Hong Kong. Welcome to Season 8.
When you look into a mirror, you see a reflection of ourselves, an image who we are at the moment that we're looking at it.
But any physics student can tell that a mirrored image is only a virtual image. Is it truly who we are, or merely a representation of what we are?
We're the hosts of this season, Ryan
and William.
The theme of this season is
Raw Reflections.
Together, we'll explore the idea of self-reflection and how it can help us to gain a deeper understanding of ourselves.
Each episode, we'll share our own personal stories, methods, or struggles in cultivating self-awareness. Or we'll invite a guest to share their own journey of self-discovery.
Are you ready to dive in?
Let's start to challenge presumptions and do some raw reflections.
Hello everyone, welcome back to This Hong Kong Life. I'm Ryan, together with me is William.
Hi everyone, and today we're going to talk about WeSwork. Ryan, do you know what WeSwork is?
I'm not sure, can you tell me more?
WeSwork is actually an annual fundraising event for youth suicide prevention. So participants will run around the coast of Hong Kong for 60 kilometers, and they'll raise money to support youth suicide prevention acts.
And today we will have four guests. Do you know who are they?
So we actually have four guests from Victoria Shanghai Academy in year 9. So why don't we let them introduce themselves first?
Hi, my name is King Lee.
I'm Carrie.
Joanne.
And my name is Liwa.
Welcome everyone. Yeah, let's clap.
Today we're gonna talk about WeSwork, and I know one of you have joined WeSwork before, right? Kelly, right? Can you tell us a bit more about why you joined WeSwork?
Yeah, so I just joined VSA like last term, and I saw like an email from Ms. Wala Thomas, our teacher, which hold this event. Yes, okay, so then I just want to work with my friends. Yeah, because I think it's very funny, and I also like hiking like during the weekend. I chose the road like from Sheikh Old Road to Su Sui Wan, and it's like 7 km to 8 km. It's very fun like during the event, and however like I spent like 5 hours to finish the whole work. Yeah, it's quite long because we spend lots of time like to watch the wheel. Yeah,
that's really amazing. There's a lot of things that we can pick up on. So first of all, you said that you are new to this school and you really want to know someone from this event. So did you manage to succeed afterwards?
Yeah, like after the event that, and I know like some of my classmates, they also joined this event. Yeah, so I asked them about the experience. Yes, so interesting. Like, and I meet other like friends from the event. No, they work like 62 hours. Yes, that's my friends, like Eric. No, like my classmate. Yeah, last time.
Wait, but Kelly, there are a lot of different events that you can join to meet new friends. And why specifically this mental health related one? Do you have a personal passion for mental health, perhaps?
I have a friend from my old school. Like she had like depression because of the family reason, or yeah, and also school reasons. So I think WeSwork is very like helpful event, like, and it can give the youth like from Hong Kong like school, like give them help from the donation, and also yeah, work it can like make it very like peaceful while working. Like I feel very peaceful, so I think it's really great.
You talk about like your passion for mental health per se, because you sort of like discover someone that has mental health issue as well. Did you feel like stressed that you have someone that has mental health issue, or do you feel like you have the urge to help him, and do you know how to help him, or like what kind of feelings or experience you had with this sort of peers with mental health? Because our podcast is all about helping others with mental health issues as well. So can you tell me more about the experience of that?
At first, I won't try to like talk with her, but she don't want to talk so much about her maybe because some personal reasons. Yeah, so I just search online like how to help people like who's in depression. So Yeah, but the only answer is you just try to understand them, like, and support them when they need help. Yeah, so other reason, like, you don't need to ask, like, because they don't want other people to know so much about them. Yeah, so I think it's very helpful, like, to search online about other people who got depression, like, their experience of, yeah. So I think, like, joining this event can also help them from, like, from other ways.
I really agree that joining this event will raise awareness on mental health and help other people to alleviate their stress by participating. And that's why I believe you joined this event again this year, right? And you formed your own team. How do you form this team? And your team members are all here, right?
Yes. So I meet lots of friends in the new school. And so I want to join this event for more people. Like, last time I just got one friend with me to work. Yes. And this time I got like three and four of us. Yeah, we all join. And I think for a team, like, is better, like, in the working, it's not bored, and yeah, we can talk.
So even as friends, joining WeSWAT would be a rather big commitment, right? You have to walk for such a long distance. So why exactly do you join WeSWAT?
Because Kelly has attended this activity last year. So Kelly actually did proposed this activity again for the four group the group of four of us, and because we are friends and we eat lunch daily together in school, so we decided to attend it together.
Wait, but I imagine this question is for Kelly, right? You joined it as you form your own team this year. How is it gonna? How do you expect it to be different from last year?
So I think it will be more like interesting in the working, like, because last year I only have one friend with me, so it's quite bored. Like, we can, lots of time we can't talk because we are not so familiar with each other. But now I have like new friends, yeah, and they are also all my best friends in the USA. So yeah, I think it's better, like, during the working we can talk or have some games, yeah.
Can you recall back to the experience of WeSWAT last year? So what is like the hardest part of it? Because I'm sure it is quite a long path and you would face challenges, like you feel fatigue, although the scenery is quite beautiful, you feel fatigue and other things as well. Like, how do you overcome it and what's like the hardest part?
I think the hardest part is the starter. Like, when we actually get to the place, it's like a road, like, with many cars pass away, like, it's a highway, so I don't know how to start. So I just immediately sent an email to my teacher and she also replied me very like quick, and so I got like I just need to walk through the road, like, beside there's a mountain. Yeah, so I think this is the most challenging part.
That's quite interesting, because usually people would be more, the hardest part would be the journey throughout the process. But for you, what is like in the middle of the journey? Like, I know the hardest part is at the start, but after overcoming the start, like, what's the feeling? Like, what's the journey throughout the walk?
Like, it's quite smooth. Like, we just walk and yeah, and we see very very different things, like the forest. Like, there is a like a seaside, yeah, and we also go up to a mountain, and it's quite a long work, but we have a lot of fun, and we saw like three cats during the journey. Yeah, so we are also and the friends, like, the participants, like, with me, even though we are not very familiar with each other, but we all think like the work is really fun. Yeah,
you keep on mentioning a person with you, like a sort of like a friend also. Did you like have a closer bond with your friend? Did you experience something together? Did you talk afterwards, maintain the relationship?
Yeah, it's like a friend from I was primary. Like, yeah, and we like, we haven't contact each other for a long time, but this time, like, I contact her like because I just want to get the people like work with me. Yeah. So after that, like we connect each other more, like, and we got a more deep relationship between each other. Yeah.
So I imagine the most memorable part of your entire walk is either getting to know your friend better or meeting the three cats in the row, right?
Yeah, I think it's like when we reach the finish line, like it's very excited. Like we run to the finishing line. Like, yeah, it's very excited. Like we finally finished. Like we spent almost like 5 hours to work through like 7 km. I know it's quite slow, but yeah. So I think the most memorable part is like we run together to reach the finishing line. Yeah.
So after hearing a lot from Kelly, like, are you guys excited for the event? What's sort of like your expectation for the event? Anyone have any expectation for the event? Since the first time, are there any expectations of 4 cats maybe this time? Or like a better relationship with your friends? Or even like raising the donation? Any expectations?
This time we expected to see more cats and we should build a stronger relationship between each other and wishing to have fun during the walk.
What about others? Like any expectations?
I think I have the same expectation as Liwa.
The expectations are cats, fun, and same with Liwa. So I'm sure that you all have similar mindsets. That's why you guys are very good friends with each other, right? So since this Wee's Walk is all about mental health, and I'm sure that Kelly just shared a lot about your relationship with mental health. So like have similar experience towards mental health or your friends encounter it, or you have some difficulties facing mental health. Any experience related to it that makes you think it is sort of like important to join Wee's Walk?
I think it's really great for support for young mental health in Hong Kong. I have a friend that is same as Kelly, was in depression because of the family relationship and the relationship in schools and between friends. So like, I felt really heartbroken like when I know this news, because I met her since 2020, and like after she has a depression, I know that she's been hurting herself like using some knife or something else, and I feel really bad for her and I really want to help her, but like I tried to persuade it, but I think it mainly depends on her own effort.
Thank you for sharing of your experience with your friend. I'm sure that it's very difficult to go through that kind of moment. Same with Kelly as well. So are there any things that you think you can do to sort of like prevent depression, or to make yourself feel more happy, or even making others feel happy as well?
Like kind of find a way to like you yourself to feel happy. For example, like doing like mindfulness, or like doing yoga, or read some books, or like have fun with friends, hanging out, or watch a movie by yourself with friends also, or family.
Join Wee's Walk to prevent this happening.
Yeah, join Wee's Walk with friends. Yeah, to form a team.
And I just heard from Joanne that you talk a lot about preventing through mindfulness or exercise. Can you share a bit more, like how do you know it, or did you practice it that makes you feel better, like mentally?
Well, actually, I don't do a lot of these kind of stuff, but like I learn it from school mostly, and sometimes I learn it from friends also, because sometimes they feel depressed, they will kind of find these kind of ways to make them feel better.
Well, I agree with that a lot, because personally I also do not exactly mindfulness. I will sit down and write down what people usually think about during mindfulness. You just reflect, you feel yourself at the moment, and you reflect what's happened to you maybe this week or today. But for me, it's instead of closing my eyes and just sit there to think, I usually take out a pen and pencil, maybe on my laptop, I'll write down what my thoughts and write down how I feel throughout this week to kind of relieve my stress.
I agree with what William just said. Like, for me, I practice mindfulness. That's why when you said that, I was very intrigued, because I also practice mindfulness. Like, I meditate a lot during my week time. And also, I like what William just said, like reflecting. I also like to reflect a lot. And I think one thing that I do is that in, like, every time that I feel sad, I will talk to someone. Like, because now I live with William. That's a fun fact. So I live with William. Then we will talk about our daily life almost every day and talk about our stress and the things that we feel happy. So I think that is also a way to relieve stress. And I believe that, do you guys like experience when you are sad, do you guys like talk to someone or do you do something? Yeah, talk to each other like during the lunch breaks, Joanne?
Actually, I talk daily with them because I feel stressed a lot and like they always listen to me.
You talk about your problems with maybe Kelly or Kingley or Liwa, but what will you do if Joanne comes to you and start talking about her problem? Because it's really difficult to help her, right? Because ultimately it's her that's experiencing all the stress, and a lot of times you can barely do anything to help.
Like, we have a group chat and sometimes she will send some message to us like how she feel, like when she have some problem. Yes, so we will like, for me, I will like give some solution like to how to get feel better or how to solve the problem with like with the family members.
I'm doing the same, and sometimes I will have a phone call like when you feel really like depressed. So like talking to friends will make she feels more happy.
I think that's very, very cute, you know, that you guys have like a sort of like a community to support each other. But like, I'm curious, like as an audience, like if, for example, Joanne was expressing her sadness or something she had encountered in a day, what would you do? Because I know from like a professional level, there's something called active listening where you have a lot of techniques to listen to her and to make her feel better. But from your point of view, what do you think is the best way that you can help her through listening or giving solutions, for example? Like, what kind of solutions would you give to help Joanne? Can you dive into more details on how you help them?
I think it's well based on the question, like what she really made the question, like I will give a specific solution, but sometimes it's not really, maybe she just want to get like find someone to talk with. Yeah, so for that time we just listen, like to be a listener is better than like give a solution.
For Joanne, she's actually really easy to comfort, and we'll just have to buy something like snacks or something to her and she'll just feel better.
So listening and also buying snacks, which is very personal. So I really like the idea of purely listening, because from a, because last episode we have a professional that I involved with suicide prevention, like listening to calls, and he kept on saying active listening is very important. So listen without judgment, like listen and trying to rephrase them, trying to have empathy and feel their emotions, which is very impressive how you are very young and you already know this idea and the rules with active listening. And also what you just said, like eating snacks would be good. But Joanne, would you usually feel better when you're eating snacks? Like, is that one of the ways that you will cheer up, or are there other ways?
Not only eating snacks, but like hanging out with them and like eat lunch or dinner with them, and like we go and walk on in Causeway Bay, like those kind of stuff will make me cheer up more.
Yeah, I know that's, everyone has their own getaway to relieve their stress, and to me it's basically just writing my own journal and maybe just watch some drama or listen to some music, and that'll relieve my mental health a lot. But I know a lot of people in Hong Kong that may not be accessible to these way of relieving their stress. And personally, I don't feel like there's enough support system for mental health in Hong Kong either, because this is kind of like a taboo. People don't really talk about it, and people are kind of shamed when they talk about they have mental health problems. So everyone just pretends they're just doing fine and being happy. Do you think, but ultimately this is my personal view, do you think Hong Kong is actually providing enough support for youth mental health from your perspective as a youth?
So I think we need to get more help to the local school. Like before I transferred to the new school, I was in a local school, like also in Hong Kong. We don't really have assembly like so much. Like we don't can't help our like feeling when we get depressed or we have problems in the academic or something from family, and we are afraid to ask teacher, maybe because like the relationship between student and a teacher. Yeah, so but when I transferred to this school and we have like more time to learn from the topic of like bullying, depression, like how we fix the problem, because we have a homeroom time after lunch time. We have almost 1 hour, and the teacher will have some specific topic about those questions, like to how to fix our mental health, like how to get more knowledge to like fix those problems.
You said that in international schools there are much more resources, so what do you learn from those resources? Because I heard that you say that your teacher will mention something that will be online resources, but sometimes, because I think a lot of online resources are very available already in Hong Kong or even in the world, you know, you search on YouTube, just search how to help with mental health. There are so many videos, so many podcasts just like us that talks about mental health, but why do people not access it? But what makes the difference between in international schools and online? Like what makes you that you actually like touch upon it and learn about it like willingly instead of going online?
The homeroom time, we called it like flex period. Yes, and we learned lots of the knowledge from that, because like this year, this term, like we learned about online bullying, like why like we can't send so many like messages through online, because like online is very dangerous and it will cause many problems. So how we fix those problems? I think I remember from like school better than online, because I think it's like more related to like the teacher talk to a student, like having class and I think force like to write something in our book, like we have a reflection book. And because lots of people won't search online, because if they don't have depression or they don't feel have that feeling, they won't search online. But if you teach them, you taught them how to do it, I think when they meet that problem, they will can get the solution, like not search online.
What about others? Like, did you learn something from like the homeroom section that you just talked about? Like, even it's not related to mental health.
In our school, we have like a counselor. We are allowed to book counselors to support our mental health and to talk to them about our study or family, friendship and stuff.
But I think like usually, like especially in Hong Kong, like people treat mental health as a taboo or something like weird. Oh, you have this passion. Ew, I don't want to talk to you. So how do you, like when you know that you really have some problems, how do you, why are you willing to find the consultation sections?
Well, in my opinion, I feel like my own thoughts are more important than others' thoughts, because if I'm not feeling good, then how can I treat others good also? So I feel like treating myself more importantly is like treating is more important than treating others, like thinking about what they thought, but like thinking for myself. Finding myself healthy by in physical and also mental is really important.
And with that, I think it's a very good place to end this episode here, because we talked a lot about how Wee Swong how everyone's motivation to join WeaseWalk. A lot of people actually see their friends have mental health problems, and WeaseWalk provides a very good medium to help out, to do something to help out those friends, and at the same time can have fun with everyone. And it's also interesting to see how the mental health support system for local schools and international schools are quite different, and people also think differently in terms of mental health, like how we treat it as a taboo versus how people may prioritize their own well-being over what other people think.
I would like to highlight one point is that as I'm talking to you guys, I see that you have a very strong peer support. Like when one of you are upset, the others are here to help you, and the person that is upset knows that you are here to help. So I think this is a very valuable thing that you guys have, which I think you guys should treasure it because it's very rare in friend groups. So I think with that, it is also very important to bring out the message is that for mental health, it's very important to have peer to support you, whether it's to listen to them or to give them snacks as well. So I think this is a great way to end our episode. Thank you to all of our guests today, for all of our guests, and remember to join WeaseWalk because it's so fun. Yay!
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening. This Hong Kong Life is an initiative of Kelly Support Group, a youth organization empowering young people to reach their full potential in Hong Kong.
If you like this show, please subscribe to get news of our latest episodes. If you have any ideas for This Hong Kong Life, reach out to us by Instagram DM at kellysupportgrp or drop us a note at contact@kelly.org. Stay tuned and see you next time. Bye!